Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on 2FM.
Hey!
Donegan, brilliant. A surprise. Your first game on surprise.
Brilliant.
I know you said that you weren't going to mention Dancing with the Stars for the whole show.
I'm on a Dancing with the Stars ban. Can we put it aside for a bit?
So who do we have?
Aidan Fogarty, how are you?
Donegan, how are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good now. Yeah. Thanks.
You're looking
much.
Trim, my man.
Yeah, trim. Half stone down. Only... Four weeks into it.
Whoa. Yeah.
So you're meeting your biggest fan here.
Am I, yeah?
Yeah, this is an official meet and greet.
Yeah, it is. It is, to be fair. You can park all the All-Ireland's kids. Having the nuts to go on Dancing with the Stars is a whole new level.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what I'm going to get myself into, but it's great crack. Yeah. It's unbelievable, yeah. Do you watch it? Like,
I do.
Does he what?
Yeah.
I've four kids at home, and that's just a lovely time. Sit around half six on the Sunday, and we're glued to it. But they're all a fan of your dance partners. You know what I mean? So they love all the partners and...
The glitz and the glam and all that, is it? Yeah.
Exactly. Unfortunately, we had two of the rugby lads in it last year and they were brutal.
I'm surprised you didn't get a call yourself, Donegan. No, it's something you do.
I chatted to Larry once about it, but Aidan, you know better. You actually know you're going to get better, don't you? Like...
Well, I'd be thinking so. Like, I've never danced before, ever. Like, but I have rhythm. And I like to think that if I said I'd something that I would get better at. And I think that's what kind of the show is about, like, you know?
Yeah.
Progress through the weeks and get better. And look, it's how we come across on television too, you know?
See, I knew I wouldn't.
I don't believe that, though. I think you should have tried.
I've told you this before. I found the one position in the one sport that I could dominate in or do quite well in. You know what I mean?
But you'd have so much crack because of the tan and the sparkles
I'd love
and the bright colours.
And let's get to that straight away.
You'd be a tan connoisseur straight away, Donegan.
I'll just a quick lick of Ron Seal and you're away with it.
Oh, God, yeah, the tan. That's a whole new experience for me, yeah.
Yeah. How are you finding it, though? Like, from the group dynamic that, you know, you're used to moving with a mob and a successful group with Kilkenny and with your club, and now you're very much on your own.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. I'm kind of used to a kind of a team environment, and I suppose what I'm kind of, I won't say struggling with, but what I found difficult is in training, say with Kilkenny, you go in and you do your training for an hour and a half, and you're getting built up for that hour and a half, you have it done, you're gone, you're out the window, you're back home. Dancing, you're in at 10 in the morning and you're there till 6 in the evening, and it's actually mentally very tough and physically very tough, because you're thinking about the steps, you're doing the steps, and obviously I done the jive first week, and the jive just took it on me. Like, I was carrying knocks all for them 2 weeks. I was, calves were sore, my glutes were sore. I was going back to the old days. I was foam rolling, I was stretching. I was like, I thought them days were well gone, and here I was home at 10 o'clock at night, foam rolling in the apartment. Like, I was just back to it all. But that's what I kind of found the most difficult, was just the all day of it.
That's fascinating. Like, you're a Kilkenny hurler, a winner of 5 All-Irelands. You worked under Brian Cody, and you find dancing mentally tough.
Yeah.
But no, the reason you find it mentally tough is you could walk out the door after an hour and a bit, couldn't you? Like, I remember chatting to Stringer about this, but you know you want to get way better. That's why you've achieved so much. You're not going to walk out the door not being the best on the dance floor.
Well, that's what I said. I said, look, I said, whatever we need to do, I said to Emily Barker's my partner, I said, look, whatever, Emily, whatever I need to do, whatever you think I need to do, I will do it. No matter what it is, I will do it. I put in the hours, you know, I'll do flap back flips, I'll do whatever the case, whatever I can do. And she's actually kind of finding out, she's kind of going, oh, you can do that, or oh, you can do this. Like, we were messing today and I was doing the moonwalk, and she's like, oh, I can do the moonwalk, and I can see her writing it down.
Oh, wow.
So straight away she's like trying to make dances for me already. So like, it's progression, and it's so enjoyable. Like, it's mentally tough, but it's and the group dynamic, I do miss the group dynamic, because we train on our own. We're out in Monica Lockman's there in Long Mile Road for this week, and I'm not kind of training with the rest of the guys, because with the rest of the lads, you're kind of training with them, but when you have a break, you're having great crack. Like, you're just messing, because we're not all brilliant dancers. We're out of our comfort zone. We're kind of helping each other along, and it's kind of cliche, everyone's saying, oh, like, you're all like, you're having great crack together, but we actually are, and we don't want to see anyone go, because it'll be a small bit of the group dynamic gone.
Yeah. You're not really competing against each other. So you're not. It's like against yourself.
For me, it's just to perform as best I can on the night.
Yeah.
It's not for the votes. You know, if it's entertainment at home, albeit if everyone's enjoying it, great. But for me, it's performing on the night to the best I can perform and the best I can dance.
And what's the dressing room been like in terms of, like, we completely disowned Tomás O'Leary and Peter Stringer within seconds. We were like, oh my goodness, they're doing it. But we were chatting to Onark and he'd be saying, he never watched before, but he's so proud now when you go out.
It's actually crazy because I was kind of getting ready for the slagging of it all, and the fake tan and the glitz and the pink pants and the sailor suits and all that.
Sold.
Yeah. You definitely could do a sailor move. If you're watching Sunday night, you could definitely pull off that sailor move.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I'm glued to it.
And actually, I love the costumes because you're kind of acting like.
Yeah.
You know, you're dressing, you're getting into a personality that you're never in before, and you're acting it like. But the lads at home are just going, they're just going fair play to you. And they're just going like, they're so kind of proud. Like, the messages coming in are strange, not what I was expecting. They're saying, look, we're so proud, we're all glued to it. And what kind of surprised me as well is the people that actually did watch it before anyway. They're like, oh, we love it. You know, and I'm going, you watched Dance with the Stars or something like, did you? And they're like, oh, wouldn't miss it. I'm like, all right, great.
Has anyone surprised you? Like, anyone that you thought they wouldn't watch that in a million years?
I tell you, it was Brian Hogan actually texted me and he goes, oh, we love it. And he was I got him tickets for the show last weekend and he was up at it and he was on cloud nine, and his wife Elaine just loved it as well. And I couldn't see the buzz from, you know, and he was kind of like, oh man, brilliant, like star, the sailor thing, and it must be like Croke Park, is it coming off? And I'm like it was a serious buzz after the jive. The whole crowd got up on their feet, and it did remind me kind of, you know, Croke Park kind of an atmosphere, a small bit, you know, just that buzz and that, yes, I done it kind of thing. Yeah, so that's a super, yeah.
Everybody was talking about your fast feet afterwards. Is that something you can credit hurling for?
Yeah, I played corner forward all my years, so I'd like to think I had fast feet. I had a quick turn, a turn on a sixpence, I suppose, is kind of the saying. Now I'm 37 now, I wouldn't be able to turn as quick now, but I would have fast feet playing forwards, over the years, I would have had, so.
Marty and Bernard have a great bromance from from Dancing with the Stars, their time on it. Is there anyone that you're kind of clicking with that you think I have a pal for life here?
Yeah, there's a couple of us. In fairness, Seth and Michael Crew got on very well. Even when we met up kind of the Wednesday before it all kicked off, Michael Crew kind of came over, and because I was kind of like, you're going into a room with a lot of personalities. Look, I was a bit out of my depth, I felt, you know, even being up there. And, you know, Mick came over. I think it might be kind of a sporting thing.
Yeah.
You know, we have that in common. And he came over and just chatted away, chatted about hurling. I was chatting about boxing, didn't really know much about boxing. But, you know, sport is amazing the way you can kind of interlink between different kind of, like the rugbys and the hurlings. You still have that thing in common. So is it myself, my crew, Brian Dowlin and Ryan Andrews as well. We just seem to have a bit of crack together when we're kind of, together in rehearsals. So
Brian Dowling was on Fittest Family, the celebrity edition, and he is some crack, isn't he? Just great, he's fun to be around.
He's just brilliant fun. Like, you look at these people on television and you kind of maybe make a judgment sometimes about the personalities, but Brian Down, we go to the taxi to the show every Sunday morning. 7:30 in the morning, Brian Down is the same 7:30 as he at 10 o'clock at night. He is just constant, and he's not putting it on. It's just his total personality, and he's just brilliant crack. The things
buzzing all the
and
time,
the statements he comes out with, like, if I said some things he said, I would not get away with it. That's for sure.
I know you've had more run-ins with him than me, but today I nearly took Davy Fitz out on the road on the way up today. Obviously, Kilkenny and Wexford, they locked horns this weekend. Yeah. Did you get to see it?
I didn't get to see it, and to be honest, like, I'm so much out of sync of what's going on in the world, in Ireland. I don't know. I know Kilkenny got better.
There's an election.
I heard that's the only thing I know. There's an election in February. That's about the only thing I know.
We've had a text in from Greg, and he wants to know how you think the 2019 Hurling Championship will go. That's a waste of time asking you, is it?
Well, 2019, yeah.
Or 2020 maybe.
Yeah. Keep up, Greg, will you?
It's so hard to call. I think with the championship structure, with the way hurling is, you've seen it last year, any team could come out of the bag, you know. But I think Limerick did let it slip a small bit. I think they thought they were ready. But when you think you're ready, and you're not really ready, and I think experience for that team will pay dividends for the 2020 season.
How do you know that? Like, you know what I mean? They thought they were ready. I know exactly what you're saying, but
yeah, I think
how did you spot it?
I suppose a bit from experience as well. I know they were playing Kilkenny on the day, the semi-final day, and I know the way Kilkenny would have prepared, and I just felt that Limerick, they were going so well through the championship, and I just felt that they. I just felt they were playing really good hurling, but it just wasn't happening. The basics wasn't happening right for them. And I just got that feeling that they think they're ready, but are they ready? And they weren't ready. And that's why I'm saying this year that they will have learned from that.
Yeah.
And I think it's more so a training thing, that it's on the training field, because whenever we would thought we were ready, we'd be training. But Brian Cody called us in and he goes, lads, we could be scoring like 120 a training session. But Brian didn't want to see that. He prefers to see maybe 5 points in a training session. But the absolute doggedness being done, the blocking, the hooking, the harassing, all that side of it. And I just feel that perhaps that was missing in training without them even knowing it.
Do you think they'll be better for the scar of it? You know what I mean? Like you said, they're now they know they weren't ready, and they will push on.
I think so, yeah. I think they'll learn from it. I think John Kiley will learn from it. And even just the last few games, John Kiley was trying a lot of new players in, and that's just to keep players on their toes as well as giving the chance. Of course they're going to do that, but I think they will learn from it, because now when addressed them, they'll say, right guys, we thought we were ready for it last year, but we weren't. But we really have to be ready for it this year. I know it's only talk, but that's what they'll have to be doing. Like, and what it comes down to is kind of basics and just grounding themselves, because you can get carried away after being a Ireland champions. Everyone's kind of pulling out of you, and that kind of it can suck the energy out of you without even knowing it. You know, you can be mentally tired. It's like preparing for a match, Donny, because you know well yourself. If you prepare for a match too much, you can lose the match before you actually play the match in your head, because you'd be kind of overthinking it and you're tired come match day then.
I know exactly what you're on about. You might even get a bit dancing, but when you step on, your legs feel like jelly.
You're like,
or does the pitch feel heavy here?
Because I don't know what way you do it, but I used to kind of think scenarios in my head about the match, about maybe scenarios what I could be doing, or a block I could be getting in, or what will I do in this situation? And that's draining.
Mm.
And as you said, you can step on the field and your legs are just jelly and you're going, oh God. What?
So club championship this weekend, but if you're, you know, in the bubble, are you looking to all Ireland final day already, or is it one bite at a time? How are the lads fixed? How do you run in your season?
For the club itself, or for leading on the county?
For that kind of player, the Brendan Mars out there, the, you know, are they looking ahead, or is it they're looking no further than this weekend?
They're looking no further than this weekend. Yeah, no, and rightly so, because like this weekend is huge. Like it's to be all, like to play in a club championship in Croke Park on Ireland Day. It's the pinnacle. I read an article, Parag Walsh, he never even thought or dreamt about it, but it's the best experience that he's ever going to have. And he's lost Ireland's Kilkenny and won Ireland's Kilkenny. So to win something with your club is just huge, because it's that tradition of the GAA. It's the kind of humbleness of it all. It's kind of your family. I know it's cliche, it's family and friends, but it really is. You'd see that maybe on county final day, in any county at all. You just see it in county final day, that kind of, that real wholesomeness about the GAA.
And where would the glitter ball rank now if you were to grab it? Speaking of the pinnacle of your career.
If I won the glitter ball, to be outrageous to even think that. First of all, it's a bonus even to be in this competition, even to get that phone call. I don't get phone calls for that like that every day. It's a bit surreal. I never even think about winning it. If I got past week one, not to be voted out first, I think that's everyone's kind of not to go first. I'd be happy. I would like to get maybe 4 or 5 weeks out of it, and anything after that is definitely a bonus. And even I get to the final to be outrageous.
No, you can't say that. That's the typical guy interview. You know what I mean? I had nothing to do with me. I scored 4.18. It just fell off my hurley. We want to hear
my broken hurley.
Yeah, my broken. Yeah. I'm in this to win.
Everyone else is around me. All that kind of jazz. But no, you'd love to win it, and of course I want to win it. I'd be competitive by nature anyway.
Yeah.
And you'd want to win it, but I'm not saying if I don't win it, I'd be devastated. Like, no way. It'd be an absolute bonus, but. People say it's an entertainment show, and it is an entertainment show, and it is everything, but it is a sport,
but at least in a sport you have a scoreboard in terms of that's justified by your work, but you're getting scored by people's opinions. You know, do you find that hard, that it's down to
experts though?
Yeah, they absolutely are. You don't have to fight it out with your shoes. Any man that can wear a jacket like that, I'm a fan.
Yeah. He does wear the jackets, all right.
Oh, yeah. And the glitter in the hair, I'm there like different levels.
And his entrance even into the whole thing is mental. Yeah, it's brilliant.
But then you've Brian that probably plays bad cop as well with it.
It's, and it's all interesting. But yeah, it's true. It's kind of out of your hands. The only thing that's in your hands really is practicing during the week and performing on the night to the best you can. And after that, it's totally up to the public, it's up to the judges, and I respect totally the judges' opinions. Like, they're the professionals, they've done it all. But it is a bit disheartening if you've put in such effort for the last 2-3 weeks, or as the time goes on, it'll only be a week to get to learn their dance, and they do scrutinise small things, you know, your feet, yeah, or your shoulders not touching. It will be difficult, and it is difficult, because even Mary Kennedy last weekend, though, she was brilliant, like.
She was brilliant, yeah. You know, brilliant.
She flowed across the dance floor, and she was so elegant, and Brian was really harsh on her. And
yeah. It upset the nation, I thought.
Yeah, and we generally were like, God, that's harsh, you know, yeah. And that's only, and I could imagine what Mary was feeling like. So it is, like, when you get a 3, after putting in so much effort all week long, it is disheartening.
Yeah, call him out on that. Wrong, yeah. Brian Redman. Let's get John Hayes to
call him out, or give him a brown envelope for me. I'm not sure what I'll do.
We have another text in. It's about Ballyhale Shamrocks. Will they win?
I think so, but I think they'd have to be very wary of what's coming on Sunday. I think Bursley, they're a dangerous outfit. They can mix it both ways. A lot of people kind of play Ballyhale, kind of like what they used to Buchel Kenny, and they used to kind of maybe try hinder their strengths, play to their what they want to do. But Bursley mix it, they can catch, they're physical, and they're more direct. It's more of a typical Kenny style, and I'd be very wary, but I think they will, just because of the experience, just because of Henry being the manager, he knows what to bring to it. And I think at that kind of level in an Ireland, you need standout players. And I know they have the Mars and the Stapletons in Bursley and they're fantastic, but I think we just have that extra. If Colin Fennelly doesn't perform, you have TJ Reid, you have Joey Holden, you have Owen Reid in the corner, which, you know, possibly could have made county as well. I think there's too many strong points.
It's amazing. I know Doug Howlett did a bit of work with the Cork hurlers, so he started to learn all about it. And I remember he came in one day and he was there, have you ever seen this guy TJ Reid? And you're like having this chat, yeah. But like, in all the work that he was doing and watching videos, he was there, this guy's incredible. And then I was there, imagine if he played for us, Doug. You know what I mean? Imagine, yeah, if he played rugby. This is where our talent is. And
yeah, that's what you're thinking now every time you see hurling these days in football.
Well, I'd like New Zealanders to understand that we're competing with our four choice sport. Imagine if he was talking out.
Imagine.
Himself and Joe up front.
I'd be cleaned off it.
You wouldn't, your ear.
DJ Carey, what do you think he's going to add to Kilkenny this year?
Yeah, it's a surprising, yeah. DJ's gone in. Very good. I trained under DJ. I went to college in CIT in Carlow, actually. I went back to college and DJ was training, as I thought he was excellent. But I think what DJ's going to bring to it, he has such respect in Kilkenny that straight away lads are just going to buy into what he says. And I think he's going to probably train the forwards in movement and maybe position wise. He's not going to overtrain him, because if you overtrain him, he's kind of taking that off the cuff kind of thing off him. Well, he's definitely going to train. I'd say he's got bringing in and talk to the 6 or 7 forwards and do forward training in Kilkenny. I'd say that's what Brian brought him in for.
Just one for me, because I've been there. I remember I got yellow carded in a big game against Toulon away, and it led to our loss. For someone like Richie Hogan, maybe you've chatted to him and been around him. Just how's he been with it all? How have you kind of backed him and supported him? Because, you know, for someone outside and doesn't know the ins and outs, sometimes the blame can land on one person, which is wrong and not right.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Look, we back Richie Hogan to the hilt. He's the type of personality that would, I think he'd be confident enough to take whatever is coming his way. As you know, Donick, look, sport is sport. Richie Hogan didn't mean to do it. Yeah. I felt that he was going to drive him into the Hogan stand, and rightly so, shoulder to shoulder, or Ireland final today. Like, if he drove Barrett into the Hogan stand, yeah, what a lift that would have given Kilkenny. It would have put Tipperary on the back front, and you know, Cottle Barrett's type of player that sets up the player for Tipperary, so it would have been a huge boost if the shoulder came off, but it didn't. And if you look at it back, it's momentum more so than anything. Like, yes, he missed the shoulder, but if I was going, I'd do the exact same thing. I'd reach out to give him some sort of knock, just to make contact in some way. And unfortunately, he caught his jaw and it was a sending off, but he's dealing with it very well. Like, I haven't been, I'd talk to him, but I never brought it up. I'd never bring that kind of thing up with Richie. We're all sports people. We know what happened. At the end of the day, you know, Tip won their Ireland, and rightly so. They were better on the day. But he'd handle it well. He'll come back, I'd imagine, and try and, just try and get back into it and, you know, just prove what kind of a brilliant hurler that he is.
Donica is brilliant at a team, at giving a pep talk to teams, and he's brilliant in the studio if anyone needs a big lift. So here's your moment now. You're Dancing with the Stars favourite. Give him a pep talk.
Surely about lifts or something I can do, or lifting Emily in the air or something.
Yeah, I'd be no use to be honest. I need to come clean. were Lottie Ryan in our house all shouting for Lottie, but you're up there, you're up
Thanks,
there.
Thanks, I'll take that, I'll take but that. It's, you can text twice, you know that.
I'm too miserable from that. To
it court. Is 2 euro though, to be fair, so I'd say you might only get the one text off.
But no, best of luck with it. We hope it goes well for you. It is brilliant. Like, because you're right, you do expose yourself differently than you do normally togging out. And
it's an individual thing, and I think everyone's kind of pulling out of the one person rather than a team, because team, like, you know, they can go to 3 or 4 people and they can chat to, but more so now it's all about me, and I'm not used to that.
If there was ever an opening for a judge, I think it would be a deadly judge, a kind of half judge, and not judge them on anything, just kind of go like,
you'd be too
would
nice
you be the
everybody.
Nice judge or the harsh no, I'd would be you the be Simon Cowell or
no I'd be the kind of like, I really like that shirt you wore doing Tiger Feet, you know what I mean? Can you get that somewhere, or just
it was black and amber, to be fair,
as long as it's not Ruby judging anyone, you'll be fine. Aidan, thanks so much for coming
thanks
in
so
and
much.
Best of luck.
Thanks
very much.
Gent.
Pleasure. 2FM.